Well, I'll tell you, we ran into a buzzsaw. Last year the Redskins went up and played in New York and gained a total of 125 yards of offense and just got whacked. And we thought we had a great week of practice and went up there and felt very good about what we were going to do. And they had 2 weeks to prepare after a bye week, and they came out ready to play. And boy, they played with a lot more emotion and intensity than we did early in the game. And, we just never got into a rhythm and never got into sync, and they handled us real well. Those two defensive ends are outstanding football. Football players and their defensive staff deserve a lot of credit. They really had a great plan for us, and they played extremely well.
Well, pressure on a quarterback perhaps is the single most important ingredient in a defensive scheme. You saw what happened to Drew Bledsoe, and he is a guy with two personalities when he has time to throw. One of the best quarterbacks in the league if he has time, one of the worst if he doesn't. With Mark Brunell, it's been a little bit that way as well. Even though he's more mobile, he's less mobile than he used to be, and it seems like this season has been the tale of a Mark Brunell in three of the games that seemed extremely uncomfortable.
Yeah, I think that's the case with any quarterback. Last Sunday against New York, they hit him early a couple times in the game and then rung his bell a little bit, and you're just not the same guy. The two games ago, he completes 22 of his first passes in a row and sets an NFL record never been done in the history of the league, and then the next game comes back and throws for 329 yards in a winning cause against Jacksonville that was an outstanding defense. But, the defensive players in the league now, as Jim Tunney was saying, they're extremely fast, extremely well coached, and very physical, and they get around that quarterback, and it's like sharks in the water, and they whack Mark a couple of pretty good times, and we didn't do a good enough job of getting him out of the pocket and changing his throwing spot, and unfortunately he didn't play as well this last week as he would have hoped or as we would have hoped as a football team.
And you had a pretty good running game. Clinton Portis, I think, had, 76 yards and about 19 carries, as I remember, something like that. He seemed to be moving the ball quite well.